FM.
Again, good evening, everybody, from Agner Henderson Fieldhouse at Fall City High School. It's time for our boys' game tonight. HTRS on the road at Fall City to take on the Tigers tonight. Game rematch from back up at Weeping Water in the Holiday Tournament. A game won by the Fall City Tiger boys in that one. Fall City won it 54-45. Both teams, well, it's been a struggle, Cody. 3-16 for the Tigers, 3-15 for the Titans on the year. Both teams, they just lost a bunch of experience from last year's team, and they're just kind of feeling their way through here this year with a whole bunch of young players.
Yeah, most definitely. Got a chance to watch the Tigers here early in the season. They start a freshman, Paxton Armbruster, and then they struggle to find a little scoring, do the Tigers. I can't speak on behalf of the Titans, but the Tigers do find themselves struggling to find some scoring.
The teams, well, one of them's warming up. Ball City's still out on the floor. HTRS went to the locker room here to get ready for this ball game with Coach Mike Sharp. Coach Patrick Miller back with the Tiger side. He'd been under the weather, had not a major life-threatening thing or anything, but had some things going on he took care of, so he's getting back into the swing of things. Talked to him a while ago. He said, oh, I feel a lot better. So he's ready to go again and feeling better, so he's back in action tonight leading the Tigers in this ball game. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll tell you who's going to be the starters of the contest on KTNC.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Tigers' Den, the Magner Henderson Fieldhouse, John Nixon, Cody Schwong along with you here. Let's look at the starters, the Titans for Coach Mike Sharp coming in here 3-15. They will go with 6-foot junior Hunter Bowling tonight. Brogan Dunlap is a 6-foot junior. 5'10" junior Brennan Vaughn, 5'7" freshman Darius Bowling, and 6'2" senior Colt McCarnon. You're starting five tonight for HTRS. They are a young team. I think I counted up three seniors on the squad, and that is it. Only one of them starts. So a very young team for HTRS is here. They start that rebuilding process again.
For the Fall City Tigers, coached by Patrick Miller, like John mentioned in the pregame, back from being sick a little bit. He will start Paxton Armbruster, a 5'9 freshman, Caden Dunkus, a 6-foot senior, Kiefer Adams, a junior at 6-foot, kind of the playmaker on this Tigers team. Josh Brown is another senior at 6'2", and Gannon Ogden, a 6'1 senior. He will start for the Tigers, coming in at 3-16 on the season.
Cody, we'll just do this all in the air. I think we got a couple players to add to your Tiger lineup. 42 is Ethan Stewart for the Tigers, and also suiting up will be Caleb McConnell, but Coach wasn't sure what his new number was. So he said it's either this or this. So if he gets in the game, we'll figure it out.
We'll know it.
So I found that out just before we got going here. It's always nice when a new player runs out there and you go, who's that?
That's when we really get to do our homework.
Oh, absolutely. go look for help. Go do a search real quick. Tigers will have one more home game next week. They host the Fairbury Jets here next Friday night. And you'll be able to hear that game here on KTNC next Friday evening.
Again, we welcome our guests.
Oh, got the team is ready to go here.
Versus your hometown Tigers.
I looked at it. This is the first time I've had a chance to see the Tigers this year.
Yeah.
Boy, they look young.
They are.
I mean, everybody looks young to me anyway, but I mean, these boys really look young.
Three seniors, a junior, and a freshman starting for the Tigers this year. Coach Patrick Miller, like I said earlier, just struggle finding a guy to really score it. Kiefer Adams does a good job of dribble driving to the basket. Finishing layups, shooting is coming and going and getting a lot better is Kiefer Adams. And then after that, they just struggle to find a little bit of offense. The other guy I want to mention, Alex McKim, a senior. You'll see him, the 5'10 senior. He comes in and brings a lot of energy to this Fall City Tiger lineup. I say that, and I don't see him out there. So, never mind. Check that.
Yeah, a lot of... I think the illnesses are getting a little bit better than they were a week or two ago, but still, people are still getting it once in a while around here. So that's part of the, never know who's going to be available from night to night right now.
Finishing the introduction to starting lineup. Principal Gail Dunkus on the PA. Got a lot of loud music going on right now.
Loud music. Principal Dunk is kind of a loud guy, too. Microphone, and he starts tuning it up. There we go.
I don't know that he signed up for the PA, but here he is. He's doing it.
He does a nice job of it. Stepping into the center circle, it will be Brogan Dunlap for the Titans. And for the Tigers, is that Josh Brown? I believe it is. All right, ready to go. Fall City. The home team, the Titans, they go left to right. They go toward the west basket here in the first half of a nice ball game. And we're set to get it away. Referee Lucas Russell steps into the center circle. The tip is away, and the Tigers grab it. And we are ready to roll here at Fieldhouse. Kiefer Adams will control it. Now down to him in the right side. He takes the ball inside. Turn around off the flat iron. No good there by Dunkus. And grabbing the rebound was Josh Brown. And what do we have, Cody?
We have a jump ball. It'll be possession arrow to the Titans.
Titans will bring it up. They'll step it up there with Brogan Dunlap. On the right side, Hunter Bowling with it. Cross court. They play catch out top against the Tiger zone. 1-3-1 here to start?
Yeah, 1-3-1 zone. Paxton Armbruster out top. Gannon Ogden running the baseline. Now he's a steal by Armbruster.
1-3-1 years ago, that used to be the staple defense of the Tigers.
Did.
Coach John Hogue was getting the Tigers going. All right, the ball got knocked out of bounds. Scored Jake Manning for H3S, made a nice catch. And here's a butterball knocked loose by Dunkus. And we have a foul. We do.
Foul is going to be called on HTRS Brennan Vaughn, his first personal foul, team foul, number one.
We are going to get the ball over to the Tigers on the turnover. First foul of the ball game. Bring it back court to Dunkus. He'll work the ball up the floor. Looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Armbruster in the corner wants the ball. They got it to him, but late. He'll drive to the paint and double team, then loses it. And on the run, their way, Hunter Bowling. Dunkus hustles back, knocks the ball loose. It's out of bounds off the Tigers. Gannon Ogden.
Good hustle there by Ogden trying to save the ball. Just lost his footing a little bit. It'll go back to the Titans.
Ready to go for the baseline. Bowling will lob it in. They set a screen for Dunlap. He'll get the ball away now to Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles up, cut off. Nowhere to go with it. He'll dribble out now towards the middle. And now it's Darius Bowling with the basketball. And now here's a three ball from the right side. Up and good by Dunlap, and the lead goes to the Titans here to start the contest. Tigers jumped his right side. Down low to Ogden on the right side. He's got it. He passes it out of there. Now back up top, handling the ball for the Tigers is Armbruster. Shoots it, can't get it to go. And now a rebound on the offensive end. The ball hung on the rim, and it climbed its way back into the cylinder. 3-2 Fall City, the bucket for Adams. Dunlap to the front. Junior comes over right side for Hunter Bowling. Down in the corner, three ball. Too strong this time for Colt McCartan. And now with the ball, offensive rebound again for the Titans. Hunter Bowling looks right, drives left with the ball, and lost his balance. He got connected to a couple of defenders and gets called for traveling. So Tiger ball down 1-3-2. To the front court, Dunkus. He looks. He goes to the middle with the ball there for Brown. Brown to Ogden, way out on the right side, near the sideline. Lobs it back, went over one man, over Brown, caught by Dunkus. Now Dunkus will reset against the man-to-man defense. Down low on the right side, Brown reversed, hit the side of the backboard. He was too far underneath the bucket. Ball comes off to the Titans. To the front, Brogan Dunlop with it. To the right side, he goes to Vaughn. Cross court, it comes to Darius Bowling. Down to Hunter. Bounce pass from side to side. A bounce all the way across to Brogan Dunlap, and he hits his second triple, this time from the left corner. That was a terrific pass on that bounce. Ogden on the right side, back out top now with it. Brown looks in the middle. Pull-up jumper, 12-footer, up and good. Second bucket for Keeper Adams. 6-4, HTRS with the lead.
That's Keeper Adams' game right there, that short mid-range jump shot.
It's a lost art like shooting free throws.
It is.
Here's a long one from the right side, up and good. This time it's Darius Bowling. Titans have made three triples and lead 9-4. 5-point lead to the front court with the basketball now. Is Paxton Armbruster off the right side, driving with the ball. Dunk is reverse.
Nice.
Got it. Nice move.
Reverse layup by Dunk is up and good.
From the right side all the way underneath to the left side and got her to go. 9-6 Titan ball. Front court with the basketball. Dunlap holds off the left side. Passes off, gets it right back. Tigers in that zone underneath the Hunter Bowling. Got deep, got loose, shoots it, missed it. Rebound brought down by Brown. Josh Brown out of there with it. Front court, Keeper Adams. Left side goes to Armbruster. And we're going to whistle and a stoppage down on the baseline. That was a foul.
Foul's going to be called on HTRS's Darius Bowling. His first personal foul, team foul. Number two, checking into the ballgame, Jacoby Banger checking into the first for the first time for the Tigers.
Inbound in the basketball is going to be Paxton Armbruster. Tigers just got younger. Bring the ball into the top. Banger with it out on the right side, and a pull-up for Adams on the rim. This time won't go. Rebound Hunter Bowling for the Titans. They'll work it up the floor. Cross court to the left side to Dunlap. Dunlap move. Now the Tigers have switched up to a man-to-man defense here. Yep. Inside Dunlap. Lost his double dribble, isn't it? Yep. He caught the ball, dribbled it, came up, and he got both hands on it, went back to the dribble, and the Tigers get the ball on the turnover.
9-6, Tigers in front. 3:22 left to play, first quarter.
Bring the ball in for Paxton Armbruster. He'll work at the guard spot. Off the left side, with the ball now to Dunkus. Dunkus drives in, off the right side, faking the three. Losing it was Armbruster, got it back, gets the ball away now. Adams spins away from a defender, and a block foul called on Dunlap. That was close to being a hook on the offensive player.
That's kind of what I thought, too. Foul's going to be called on Brogan Dunlap, his first personal foul, team foul number three.
Inbound in the basketball, Paxton Armbruster off the baseline. He looks, and... They had a play set up and the ball's off the Tigers on the inbound. They tried to get it to Dunkus. You know, we've been talking about the Tiger. Well, he's playing guard. Tigers, they're going to have trouble finding a guy in the middle. I mean, they just don't have height. But basically, everybody would be a guard. 6'2", I think, the tallest player the Tigers have right now. Here's a pass in the middle to Hunter Bowling. He can't connect with it. It's out of bounds. Touch last by keeper Adams. Did a nice job on the defense to knock it away.
Stay with the Titans here. 2:48 to play first quarter. 9-6. Tigers in front. Titans in front.
Brogan Dunlap with it. Inbounding from the baseline. They move and they'll get it in there to Vaughn. Vaughn back to Dunlap. Out on the right side. Fakes a three. Moves up with a dribble. Shoots. No. Adams a rebound for the Tigers. Moving it up the floor. Ahead he goes on the pass to Banger. Back out top and Brown for three. It's up, it's down. Josh Brown with the triple, and we are knotted up at nine apiece here in the first quarter. 2:24 to go. Clock winding down here in this first period. Dunlap moving, goes between two defenders, whips the ball to the left corner. Three ball up off the rim, no good by Bowling. A follow by Dunlap, up and good. He's got 8 points here already, and it's 11-9. Titan lead to the front court, Dunkus. Dunkus up off on the right side of the pass now to Jacoby Banger. Banger gets the ball away, and a runner for Armbruster coming from the left side of the baseline. Can't connect, and the rebound of the Titans up the floor, Hunter Bowling. Bowling dribbles, gets the ball away to the right side, off the mark, and now a shot of the way up and good for two for Darius Bowling.
The Bowlings.
Yep, he's got five. The Bowling brothers. Bowling boys, we'll go with that. On the right side now, Dunkus goes inside. Brown spins against the double team on the flat iron. It won't go. And Brogan Dunlap continues an excellent first quarter, grabbing a rebound. He'll bring it up with a 13-9 advantage for the Titans. Dunlap with a minute 18 to go. Hunter Bowling and his intended receiver wasn't looking, and the ball got pushed back for the Tigers to Bowling. Now down to the left corner with the basketball. Hunter Bowling moves in, kicks it back to the left wing. Three ball up, off the mark, no good. It was close to going in. And now the Tigers fired up. Brown with a rebound, lobs it ahead. Adams with it, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Tigers looking to chip into a four-point lead here. Brown with it, Josh will hold it. Left side, looks for a cutter through the lane, can't get anybody. Back to Dunkus, down on the right side now with it to Jacoby Banger. And Adams, again, goes around a defender over the right rim, up and good, little four-footer. 13-11, HTRS with the lead. 30 seconds left, first quarter. Dunlap to the front with the dribble, looking to move, does, and reverse the pass to a teammate, and we got a foul underneath.
Foul's going to be called on Fall City's Caden Dunkus. Dunkus' first personal foul, team foul number one.
22 seconds left here in the first quarter. 13-11. The Titans have the lead in the basketball. Bounce pass in, and it's stolen away by Adams. Somehow ball managed to find his way to him on the bounce. Now out to Dunkus on the right wing. Inside to Brown. Josh Brown turns around. His pass tipped away. Nice tussle saved in there by Vaughn. It still is fine. The Tigers control. Did he step out of bounds?
Foul. Called a foul on the baseline.
Must have got pushed out of bounds.
Foul on Colt McLaren, his first personal foul, team foul number four of this first quarter with 5 seconds left to play.
Inbounding will be Paxton Armbruster. Looks from the baseline. Still looking. They spin around. Out top, Dunkus. Three on the clock to the corner to Brown. They get a shot off. They do. A desperation shot. Up no good at the buzzer. After one, it is HTRS 13. Fall City 11. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, we are licensed, bonded, and insured. We do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back here at Fall City High School. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. HTRS 13, Fall City 11 as we start the second quarter. Cody Shawal, John Nixon with you here this evening.
Well, Cody, we got a little discussion to enter the score sale about where the ball belongs. I think maybe they didn't get the arrow switched one time.
Now they got her squared away, maybe.
All right, Tiger basketball. We'll start there. Go ahead, Cody. Take it away.
All righty. Tigers will have it. In the backcourt is Dunkus with the basketball. He'll cross the timeline. Now he's stolen away by Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap, coast to coast, to the paint, up off the glass, and good. Brogan Dunlap in the double figures with 10. And it's 15-11. HTRS in front here. Back the other way comes Dunkus. Dunkus drives through traffic, kicks it outside to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster goes to Jacoby Banger. Now back over to Dunkus on the right side. He'll hold the ball there. Now uses his dribble, knocked away by Brogan Dunlap. Ahead of the front court, Dunlap ends up with it. Up off the glass, and good. Brogan Dunlap scores once again. And a whistle and a timeout as Coach Patrick Miller wants to settle the Tigers down. It's 17-11, HTRS in front. Just underway in the second quarter, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Life moves fast. And so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Magner Henderson Fieldhouse, 17-11. The Titans with their biggest lead of the game at 6 points. Cody, Brogan Dunlap has impressed me so far, not because of the 12 points, but some of the way he's making shots. He's listed at 6 foot in junior, but this sounds silly, but he's kind of a long 6 foot, kind of lanky, and he moves his arms in ways that you don't see a lot and is able to get shots away that you don't think are going to be able to get away.
All those athletic shots almost.
Okay. Kind of,
you know, right. He's able to move his body, some acrobatic layups, so on and so forth, and he can shoot it. Back to live action, Jacoby Banger will try a three from the right wing. It won't fall. Defensive rebound comes down to Brogan Dunlap. Ahead to the front court. He'll cross the timeline to the volleyball spike line on the right side. Bounce pass in. Back to Dunlap, cutting to the hoop, up off the glass, won't fall this time. Rebound by Keeper Adams, that is. Adams into the front court for the Tigers. He'll hand it off to Dunkus. Dunkus uses his dribble now, goes to Ogden in the right corner. Ogden uses his dribble baseline, puts a shot up off the glass, won't fall. Defensive rebound by Brennan Vaughn, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound.
When Ogden came down, his elbow caught Brennan Vaughn right in the eye and the bridge of the nose, I think.
He'll head to the bench. Replacing him comes Darius Bowling. He'll check out Vaughn over there. Also into the ballgame, Alex Jurek now for the Titans. Into the front court for the Titans comes Brogan Dunlap. Cross court pass it goes, Darius Bowling. Back in that 1-3-1 defense are the Tigers. Here's a steal by Jacoby Banger. Knocks it away. Kiefer Adams back the other way for the Tigers. On the left side, uses his dribble, now between the legs. He'll move his way to the paint, now kicks it out to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster back out to Banger. Banger will hand it off to Armbruster. He'll dribble through traffic to the left corner for three. Kiefer Adams, it won't go down. Defensive rebound there for it was Darius Bowling, who's got a little piece of tape on his eye too, John.
A rough game tonight here.
Couple physical ball games. Can't see down there on the bench. See how Vaughn's doing. Now here's a pass underneath to Hunter Bowling. Bowling underneath to Jurek. Jurek will put up a shot. Won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. We'll send Jurek to the line for two.
Tiger foul on Caden Dunkus. That'll be Caden's second foul. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Tigers. Here comes our first ice bag. That's for Fall City. That's going to Josh Brown.
The free throw, first one up. On the way up and good. Am I saying that last name right, John? Alex Jurek?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Jurek's first free throw up and good. 18-11. Titans in front. Jurak at the line for another one. He takes aim, bends the knees. Shot on the way up. Off left iron that time. Won't fall. Rebound Caden Dunkus for the Tigers. He'll bring it across the timeline himself into the front court right side. Jacoby Bangert now in front of the student section. Top of the key pass. It goes keeper Adams. He'll use his dribble to the left right elbow. Dribbles through traffic. Now picks it up. Bad spot to pick it up. Gets it out of there to Jacoby Bangert. Shot fake. Dribble drive to the paint. Lobs it up for Ogden. Stolen away by Hunter Bowling. Good defense there by Bowling. Taking that ball away. Bowling will bring it across the timeline. Coast to coast. Puts the shot up. Blocked away. But a whistle and a foul. Gannon Ogden, I believe, is going to be tagged with the foul.
Going to be two shots for the Titans. And it will be Gannon. Second foul. Team foul number three of the second quarter on Fall City.
So we send Hunter. Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, folks, if you hear us screw up a name, let us know.
Yeah.
We want to get them right. And it may be tomorrow, maybe the next day. But let us know.
We'll try to get him right.
Sometimes we ask the coaches, and they go, "I don't really know."
He's number whatever.
Yeah.
Checking into the ball game for the first time tonight, Brock Cottle for the Tigers. He will replace Ogden. Bowling missed the front one. Second free throw on the way up and got that one to go. So he's got 1 point in the ball game now. Our score 19-11 in favor of HTRS here. Across the timeline, Caden Dunkus with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Jacoby Bangert. Bangert back to Adams, right corner, trying to bounce past it to Dunkus under there. Triple teamed out to Jacoby Bangert. Bangert to the free throw line. Nice pass to Cottle. Cottle trying to throw it underneath to Dunkus. A whistle and a foul before the pass is going to be called on the floor.
Push foul this time going to go against the Titans on Alex Jurek. His first and the first foul of the period on the Titans.
Underneath inbound pass. This is Paxton Armbruster on the left side. He'll pass it in to Dunkus. Bowling right on him there, or Dunlap, that is. Dunlap was right on him when he caught that ball. Back out to Adams, top of the key, dribble drive to the free throw line. Around, they work the ball, back to the top of the key, ends up in the hands of Cottle. Cottle to the left side, Dunkus. Dunkus to Adams, looks to the three, top of the key, up, off, back iron, won't go down. The offensive rebound by Banger, out to Paxton Armbruster, who tried to dribble drive, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Armbruster is making his move to the basket there.
Alex Jurek came out there and he couldn't get stopped. The defender, he was going to try to stop the drive, and then he got jumped in the air and came down and hit the Tiger ball handler. That'll be Tiger ball out of bounds.
Inbounding the ball, Armbruster once again, about the same spot he did just a moment ago. He'll get it into Dunkus in the left corner now. He dribbles around, back to Banger. Here's Armbruster. He'll try a three from the right corner, up, off, back iron, won't fall. Defensive rebound by Hunter Bowling. Bowling brings it right in front of the scorer's table. Looks to make a move. Now he'll hand it off to Darius Bowling. Top of the key, it goes broken. Dunlap, deep three, off right iron, won't go down. Rebound tipped around, ends up in the hands of McLarnon. Turnaround jump shot, up and good. Colt McLarnon with the basket, turnaround jump shot in the paint. 21-11, a 10-point advantage now for HTRS.
Another ice bag going by.
A lot of ice bags being delivered at the moment. Here's Adams' dribble drive. Puts the shot up right in front of the rim. Up and good. Nice little move to the basket by keeper Adams. He's now got 8 points in the ball game.
Very nice move.
8-point advantage for HTRS with the basketball. Hunter Bowling has it, facing that zone defense of the Tigers. Cross-court pass it goes. Brennan Vaughn checked back into the ball game after being injured there a moment ago. Dribble drive. Ooh, nice pass. Turnaround jump shot by Hunter Bowling, up and good. It all started with a dribble drive by Brogan Dunlap through the paint. Dished it off to Hunter Bowling on the right side, and a little jump shot, and it's back to a 10-point advantage, 23-13, Titans in front. Top of the key, Jacoby Banger. He'll hold the basketball, now hands it off to keeper Adams. He'll try a three from the top of the key, won't go down. Defensive rebound there for Brogan Dunlap for HTRS.
Well, he's having himself an all-around good game.
I'll say he does a little bit of everything. Dunlap off to the left side goes to Vaughn. Vaughn to McLarnon. McLarnon tries a shot, puts it up off the glass, won't go down. Somehow it's been, I think it surprised him a little bit that he got the ball, but he was standing on the out of bounds line underneath the basket. It's going to be going back to the Tigers.
It did, but credit him. Well, that's good hustle. He got all the way across that lane to the other side and just about had it saved.
Turned around and the ball was right in his hands. Dunkus with the basketball for the Tigers. Right side, top of the key, Jacoby Banger. Now he hands it off to Cottle, back out to Banger. Looking to get it to Adams. Now they'll go to the Armbruster on the right side. Armbruster, dribble drive, out to Adams. Adams, crossover dribble. through the left block. Now the ball is tipped away, poked away, now stolen away. A head pass from Bowling up to Dunlap. Dunlap up and good. Brogan Dunlap scores another one. Whistle and a timeout. 25-13 the score. HTRS in front. 2:16 left to play second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back with more basketball action. You're enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pardon superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Couple of scores, Cody. The games on over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Johnson Brock is hosting Freeman. In the girls' game, Johnson Brock won at 49-38, bouncing back from an overtime loss last Saturday to Sacred Heart in that championship in the Pioneer Conference. And Lincoln Lutheran girls beat Auburn tonight 48-42.
That was a close one, too.
Yep.
Back to live action. Axton Arm Brewster with the basketball. Left side, it goes over to Dunkus. Dunkus to Jacoby Banger on the right side. He'll try to go to Cottle. Ball is knocked away by McFarnan. He's going to stay with the Tigers. McFarnan got a hand on it. Ends up going into the bench of HTRS. Triggering it in. Jacoby Banger looking to lob it in. Now he'll go to the backcourt to Armbruster. Paxton uses his dribble and his quickness to get to the hoop. Puts a shot up. Won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Armbruster to the free throw line.
I think it's going to be Brennan Vaughn. It is his second foul. Team foul number three of the quarter. Hard to elevate a shot when somebody's hanging on your right shoulder. Vaughn went up and came down and caught him right across the shoulder that time.
Armbruster just 5'9 and a freshman, but has good quickness. Free throw on the way, up and good. His first point of the ball game. Like I said, Armbruster just a freshman, but does have good quickness, good athleticism. Shot on the way, up and good. Knocks down the second one. Back to just a 10-point advantage for HTRS, 25-15 with minute 50 to play here in the second quarter. Hunter Bowling will walk it across the timeline this time, now throws it over to the left side to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap gets it off to McLaren, who will dribble drive to the basket, up and good. Colt McLaren scores once again. He's got 4 points in the ballgame.
Did a nice job getting away from his defender that time, getting loose down that left side.
27-15. Armbruster has it for the Tigers. He'll dribble to the left side. Now tries to go to the top of the key, Dunkus. Dunkus, dribble drive to the paint, puts a shot up off the glass. Nice athletic move there by Caden Dunkus to score the two. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 27-17, nearing a minute to play in the second quarter. Across the timeline comes Brogan Dunlap. He'll hand it to McLarnon. McLarnon tries to make his move to the hoop. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers.
That foul will go on Keeper Adams, who I must have been screened away from him. I thought it was going to go on somebody else.
Tag to Adams with the foul, his first. Team foul number four now, so one more foul. I know there's only a minute two left to play here in the second quarter, but we'll shoot a free throw if we get another foul. Inbound pass, three-pointer, top of the key, up and good by Colt McFarnan. McFarnan coming alive here in the second quarter. He's got seven. Seven in the quarter, seven in the ball game, and it's 30-17. HTRS in front. Dunkus with the basketball for the Tigers. Back the other way. Top of the key. He'll use his dribble off to Adams at the right elbow. Dribbles around the defender. Puts a shot up. Won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on HTRS, sending Keeper Adams to the free throw line.
Foul on Brogan Dunlap, his second, and that'll be the fourth foul of the second quarter on the Titans.
Adams, Keeper Adams, 6-foot junior, 8 points in the ball game. Free throw on the way up, off, will not fall. Another opportunity here. 38.9 seconds left to play in this first half. Players moving around. Now we're set. They give the ball off to Adam. Takes aim. He'll fire the free throw. Can't get that one to go neither. Rebound comes down to Hunter Bowling for HTRS. Bowling across the timeline, he'll go to the right corner with it. A whistle and a kick ball is going to be the call. It'll stay with HTRS here with 29.8 seconds left to play.
Lead of 13 is the biggest of the ball game.
Inbounding in front of the Tiger bench will be Hunter Bowling. He'll get it into Dunlap. Dunlap tries to go behind the back, loses it. Dunkus with the steal. Dunkus the other way. Armbruster. Step back. Three-pointer. Right corner. Up. Won't go down for him. Brock Cottle with the offensive rebound. Now the ball is loose. Ends up in the hands of Armbruster on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Kobe Banger. Banger has it knocked away momentarily. It's going to go out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers. 11.1 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Tigers looking to get this thing closer to 10 or 11 points before the end of it. Make it manageable to come back here in the second half. Armbruster to the left side. Five. Banger. Bob pass is stolen away by Vaughn. Vaughn, half quarter. We've seen one already. Ooh, Bob saw another one. That's the final horn of the first half. Our halftime score. It's HRS Titans 30, Fall City Tigers 17. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back and look at the first half stats. You're listening to high school basketball on KTNC.
The attorneys at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Hellman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many good cars and trucks, like the F-150 and some in New York. If you need a used vehicle, Hellman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Hellman's has them. See Bernard Dennis Hellman and Hellman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Hellman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Hellman's Ford entire inventory online at HellmansFord.com.
Julie Slater, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors to business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders. Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Magner Henderson Fieldhouse, John Nixon, Cody Schwartz. Cody, you got a tiger to throw or not?
I should have grabbed one on the way in. I missed our chance.
Oh, well. They're throwing tigers out here toward mid-court. I'm not sure what the winner gets, but I've seen it be a pretty good prize this year, a time or two. All right, halftime here, 30-17, HRS leading Fall City. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC, close to home, far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. The Titans led after one period 13-11 tonight, and then outscored the Tigers 17-6 in that second quarter. Scoring for Fall City in the first half, Kiefer Adams has 8. 4 points for Caden Dunkus, 3 for Josh Brown on a triple, and Paxton Armbruster, 2 for 2 at the line for 2 points. The Tigers, 2 for 4 at the free throw line in the first half. 2 fouls on Caden Dunkus, 2 on Gannon Alden for the Tigers. Nobody else with more than one in the ball game. For the Titans in the first half, they are led by Brogan Dunlap, the junior. 14 points in the first half. He had an excellent first half, and an all-around first half, not just scoring. He played good defense and handled the ball well and made
all
some
right,
nice passes. It's 7. Colton, excuse me, 7 for Colt McLarnon. 5 for Darius Bowling. 3 for Hunter Bowling. And 1 for Alex Jurek. The Titans, 2 of 4 at the free throw line in the first half. 2 fouls each on Brogan Dunlap and Brennan Vaughn in the first half. Nobody else, and also 2 on Alex Jurek, excuse me. Nobody else with more than 1 foul for the Titans in the first half of tonight's ballgame. Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from that. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll hear from our sponsors. We'll check the weather, hear more from our sponsors back in the second half in just a few minutes. You're listening to Tiger and Titan basketball tonight on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of the community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
CJ Katasha on Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, Blue, in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SLS and CBD on certain premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student athletes putting the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. But Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan to work on, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Harley and learn how Dream Team with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
This is Nebraska Station, KTNC, Fall City, and Meteorology Meteorologist Michael Cotter. We're mostly clear skies this evening and a low around 35. We have winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15. Winds turn to the north on Friday at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15, with mostly sunny skies and a high near 56. We have a slight chance of rain Friday night at a low around 29, and by the north-northwest wind to 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We're done with the rain by Saturday, leaving us with mostly sunny skies and a high near 45. Saturday night with mostly cloudy for low around 29. Sunday looks similar to Saturday, being partly sunny for high near 44. Sunday night with partly cloudy for low around 25. Monday warms up to 49 with sunny skies. Monday night with mostly clear for low around 28. Tuesday will continue to warm up to 53 with sunny skies. Tuesday night is low around 30. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Not a small ability in every state. Visit AgFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Big Harson Agent at Big Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to Dusty at fallcityfoods.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to McNair Henderson Fieldhouse. It is 30-17. each Fall City Tigers here in our boys game tonight on KTNC. Well, by the Tiger boys again coming up next Friday night as they wrap up the regular season. That'll be their final home game of the year. They'll host the Fairbury Jeffs on Friday night next week. Cody, I have a very important question for you.
Go ahead.
There is a football game on Sunday.
Mm.
And it involves the favorite team of many area fans, be the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Do you have any idea who might win that ball game on Sunday?
I really don't. I think it's going to be a world. It's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to go down as a classic. Honestly, they're just. It's kind of the tale of two different things than we used to think of these two teams being. They used to be all offense, and now both teams have a really good defense. So it's kind of the opposite of what everybody thought it might be. So I'm excited for it for sure.
I keep hearing what a terrible season Patrick Mahomes had for throwing for like 3,800 yards and 26 touchdowns. I'm going. Well,
yeah,
I think pretty darn good, for, I would think.
Still breaking numbers or records. And it's crazy. It's going to be a good one, though. I can assure that.
I hope so. It would be a lot of fun. I figure the Chiefs have won two they shouldn't have and lost one they should have in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
The way I look at it, but we'll see here.
I think the real question is what color of Gatorade is going to be after the game. that's the main question.
I don't know. Mysteries. People bet on things like the coin flip.
It's a lot. There's a lot.
Spurs, it's amazing. All right. It's going to be Titan basketball to start this third quarter. Inbounding will be Hunter Bowen. He'll get it in there to Brogan Dunlop. 14 first half points for the junior. He'll take it inside McLaurin, and he rolls to the hole down the right side of the lane and draws a foul and will go to the line.
There was two people they could attack this one on. They're going to tag it on. I still missed it.
Kiefer Adams
is going to tag his second personal foul, send McLaurin to the line.
McLaurin in 7 points, all in the second quarter. Hasn't been to the line yet. It's up. It got out of there. Rattled around. Looked like it might go, but it didn't. And the Tigers will now bring Josh Brown off the bench. He got dinged up earlier in this ball game.
They put a wrap or a brace on that ankle. He's back in there.
And McLaurin ready to go with his second free throw here. On the way up and off the mark. Rebound in the corner to Caden Dunkus, senior. Up the floor it goes. On the right side, he'll hand it off there to Brown. Brown with a nice pass underneath to Adams. He got too far, too deep. He was able to dribble back and put it off the glass for 2 points. Nice play by keeper Adams.
In the double digits goes Adams. He got 10.
Lead to 11. The Tigers need to chip away here, get some stops on the defensive end. Titans bring it front. Hunter Bowling off now to Dunlap. Dunlap on the left side. Pass is tipped. Stolen by the Tigers on the run the other way. Paxton Armbruster hustling back defensively. The Titans, they knock it away out of bounds. So now Paxton Armbruster will turn into the trigger man on the baseline here after the timeout called by Coach Mike Sharp of the Titans. 30-19, the Titans have the lead in the third quarter. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
7:15 to go in the third quarter. The Titans took the timeout. Coach Mike Sharp saw something he wanted to visit about real quick. So Armbruster will inbound for the Tigers from the baseline. Everybody on the corner of the lane. Looking, and he'll go in the middle, and it's off the hands of Dunkus, stolen, and off to the races the other way, and a foul as Brogan Dunlap is ready to lay another one in. The Tigers caught him and fouled him.
Kiefer Adams is going to pick up foul number 3 now for the Tigers, and will send Dunlap to the free throw line.
Dunlap, first trip of the line, at 14 points during the contest. Free throw up and good. He made 2 3-pointers to start the ball game, and he had 8 points in the first quarter. And it'll be Adams to the free throw, Adams to the bench with three fouls now. I just didn't see who came in there, Cody.
Jacoby Banger.
Okay, there he is. Second free throw is also good. Good to see Jacoby able to go. I know he was injured much of the football season with an arm issue. Had, couldn't really throw the football. That would hinder you in basketball as well. Up the floor comes Dunkus, spinning around between two defenders down the lane. Ooh. And can't connect. And the rebound comes off at Darius Bowling of the Titans.
That was a really nice move to the basket. Just couldn't convert there.
The Titans are pretty much going home with a lot of rebounds tonight in both games.
Yeah, most definitely.
Off the right side, the pass goes Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn gives it down to Hunter Bowling on the right block. He'll go back out to the top to Vaughn. Vaughn spinning in down the lane, whistling a foul. No, double dribble called as Vaughn made the spin. Must have got both hands on the ball at the same time as he spun around there.
I think our back, or his back was kind of to us. We kind of missed that action there.
32-19, Titan lead, and Dunkus will bring it up for the Tigers. On the right side of the floor, right in front of his bench, he'll come off to the right side to Brown. Back now, and driving will be Banger, stripped from behind. The pass ahead and a layup at the other end. Good again by Dunlap. I think he could probably play on my team. 34-19, the lead is 15 now. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. Three ball, Ogden up, down from the right side.
Drilled it.
Again, an Ogden answer to the Tigers at the six-minute mark of the third quarter. To the front court comes Brogan Dunlap again. Off to Hunter Bowling. Wide open left side. Three ball. Too strong by Bowling. Darius Bowling. Weak side rebound. And Dunkus will bring it up the floor for the Tigers on the right side. Wide open. Banger. Too strong. Rebound gets through over to Armbruster. Armbruster holds on to it. Now dribbles. Drives in. Reverse.
Nice.
Again from the left to the right.
That was a great up-and-under move by Paxton Armbruster flying to the rim there.
His first field goal tonight, he's got 4 points, and now it's a 10-point lead. It was 15 a couple of minutes ago. To the right side, Hunter Bowling down in the corner. Gets the ball away down there to Darius Bowling. Back out top. Dunlap moves over, passes off, and McLaren can't hit, chases it, can't run up with it. Out of there to Armbruster. On the move up the floor on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Off to Dunkus, left sideline. Holds, looks, back to the middle. And now it's Ogden moving down the right block, back and in. Kicks it back out top. It's going to be Banger. And now move the ball around to the right side. And in the middle of the floor, Dunkus with it. To Ogden, thinking about it.
He just made one.
He thought about going right there. Into Dunkus in the paint. Dribbles, and right on him was Dunlap, and the ball off the leg of the Tigers and picked up by the Titans here. Slowly, methodically moving up the floor now are the Titans, up by 10. Cross-court skip pass over there to Darius Bowling, and now a lob into Dunlap, tipped away by Dunkus. He'll come up the floor himself on the left side, looks to the middle, drives in, off balance, out of control, and got fouled.
Brennan Vaughn will pick up his third personal foul, team foul number one of the quarter.
Call that a shooting foul.
Really?
At what point do you try to put the ball up on the hoop, Cody? I missed that.
Well, that's all right.
That's all right. Fine. I said, they see a different ball game from different angles than we do. The free throw won't go for Dunkus. He had intentions of shooting and scoring it. I do know that. Just didn't seem like he ever got the effort made before he got fouled.
Kiefer Adams checks back in for the Tigers with those three fouls.
All right, second free throw here for Keaton Dunkus. Senior sets, fires, and got it to go. And now it's a nine-point ball game, 34-25. To the front, in traffic, Vaughn got caught, got trapped. Ball loose, held ball will go to the Tigers. Ball City basketball in the alternating possession.
The Tigers have definitely picked it up defensively here in the second half, haven't they?
Yes. You were not born yet when we had jump balls every time, were you?
Real jump balls?
Yeah.
Nope.
Lucky for you.
Just possession arrows.
Oh, my. Best rule they ever changed in basketball that I can remember. The other way, Adams spins and had it knocked loose, now got it back. Off it goes, and Armbruster will move into the paint. Back to Adams on the baseline. Good defense by the Titans. Adams will elevate, 12 foot out, up, no good, rebound. Going to say Duncan touches it last underneath there, Titan basketball.
If you're a Tiger fan, you can't believe it. If you're a Titan fan, you're happy with it.
Timeout, Fall City, 3:36 to go in the third. It's a 9-point Titan lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:36 left in this third quarter. Titans lead it by 9. They had a 15-point lead earlier this period. The Tigers have chipped away a little bit. Now the Titans, they've been stuck here at 34 for a while. See if they can get something going here.
Full court pressure now by the Tigers.
Throw over. Duncan steals it, drives in, lets the defender run by. Lays it up and in. He's got 7. The lead is down to 7.
It's a really good use of a shot fake there by Duncan.
Yes. Pressure. Hunter Bowling throws to the front to Vaughn. Drives in. Who scored it, Cody?
Alex Jurek.
Jurek, his first field goal, has 3 points. 36-27, lead to 9. Adams to the front court for the Tigers. Off the right side of the basketball now to Josh Brown. Brown to Armbruster, threw it up. It went in. It won't count. A foul before the shot.
Foul's going to be called on Alex Jurek, his third personal foul, team foul number 2.
2:59 left in this period. Inbounding will be Armbruster from the baseline. He looks. He's still looking. And he's still looking. Gets it in to Adams, right back to Armbruster. Turns, and his shot is rejected. He had 3 defenders around him. He didn't really have a lot of choice.
No, he didn't.
About the only opening he had was toward the basket. To the front, Hunter Bowling gives off to Vaughn in the paint. A lot of contact, offensive foul.
Foul's going to be called on Vaughn, his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 3.
Protesting a little bit there. Don't want to protest too much.
Not with 4 fouls.
No. That technical counts the same as a personal. All right, the Tigers will inbound. Now the Titans going to put on some full court pressure here. Throw it ahead, up the floor. Armbruster, 1-on-3, says a better wait. Pass to Adams, knocked away, stolen by Colt McCarnan. McCarnan up the floor, leaves the ball off for teammate there. Dunlap can't connect for 3. And now the other way, here comes Duncan. Kick it out to Armbruster, shot up, no, but a push foul. They're going to call it a shooting, though. It was almost after the shot.
Foul's going to be called on Alex Jurek, his fourth personal foul now. Team foul number 4 will send Paxton Armbruster to the line, where he is 2 for 2 on the evening.
4 points in the ball game for the Tiger freshman. Sets himself up. On the way, good. Tigers were 2 for 4 in the first half of the line. So were the Titans. Tigers have made 2 more here in the third. Out goes Jurek for the Titans. Free throw for the Tiger freshman on the way up. Off the back, no good. Oh, and a foul. Over the back, going to be called on Jacoby Banger.
Banger's going to pick up his personal team foul number 3. 2:18 left to play here, third quarter. It's an 8-point ball game, 36-28, Titans in front.
Inbounding, Hunter Bowling against the Tiger pressure. Directing traffic, gets the ball in there to Dunlap. Brogan throws it to Bowling, back up. He drives in, cross the lane, pass, and a block by the Tigers. And an offensive rebound, and it goes in for Darius Bowling. He's got 7. Heck of a play there at the other end by the Tigers. Defense to get that first block. But they couldn't get a hold of the basketball. Out top with it now, Adams. Adams around 1 defender, takes it to the baseline, pulls up, leaves it back now for Brown. Brown in the middle, underneath, Duncan's layup, couldn't connect. And the rebound brought down by Hunter Bowling.
10-point advantage once again for the Titans.
Bowling moving the other way to the front court with a minute 35 to go. In the corner with the ball, Darius Bowling skips it across. Touch pass and a long three up. No good there by Alex Koval. Rebound of the Tigers. Dunk is going in 2-on-1. And a push foul on Dunlap, I believe.
Now he's got a technical foul.
Oops.
So personal foul on Dunlap, and then a technical foul on Dunlap.
Well, that takes him immediately from 2 fouls to 4 fouls. And it puts the Tigers in the bonus.
So we'll send Dunkus to the line for the technical fouls shots here. There'll be 2 of them. And then he'll shoot 2 more for the personal foul.
Free throw on the way up. No good. Well, 10-point game, 4 free throws. You could knock something down in a hurry here.
Yeah, misses the front end.
We'll have 1 more to go here with this. Shooting the technicals. Second one up and good. Gets 1 out of 2. Now he's going to shoot the regular foul shots. Ogden will come back in. No, maybe not. Free throw up. Got it. Made 2 out of 3. 1 to go, and the Tigers will get the basketball.
So what? Oh, okay. All right.
Ready again. Up. Made 3 in a row after missing that first one, and now it's a 7-point ball game.
I got him for 8 points. That's what I got.
I got him at 10.
10. I missed one.
2 in the first, 2 in the second. And he's got a bunch. He's made 4 out of 6 here at the line and a bucket in the third quarter. All right, the other way we go with the ball.
Ooh.
Banger for an offensive foul on Tigers on Brown.
Yeah, that's not what you wanted if you're Coach Miller. There, you had an opportunity to cut right into that lead and end up turning it over back to the Titans.
Could have knocked it down to at least 5 and maybe 4. All right, Hunter Bowling, front court, gives the ball down the left side and a pass inside for Alex Kozel, taken away by the Tigers. Under a minute to go in the quarter. The Tigers coming up, looking to chip into that lead again. Handed to Dunkus. Dunkus around one defender. Through the middle he goes. It's up. It's down. And a foul. So the bucket will count. There was a lot of contact as he got ready to shoot the ball. And that foul is going to be on Dunlap. Just fouled out in my book. He
ooh,
did.
Duh.
Oh, my.
That's
wow. Brogan Dunlap with 18 points just got called for his 5th foul.
That's tough.
Now Titans are short a player. Checking in will be Kamian Detman, unless I spelled that wrong. Dunkus, he makes the bucket. He did.
He did.
And can't connect on the free throw, but the lead is now 5. So the Tigers, pressure defense, they tip it, they steal it. Here's Armbrust for layup, too strong. Rebound to Dunkus, throws it out of there to Adams. Into the paint he goes, elevates, and hits the shot. And here come the Tigers within 3.
Who got that bucket, John?
That was Keeper Adams. To the front with 25 seconds to go. Ahead now to McCarnan. The Titans was out to the starting point guard. It's Steele, taken away by Armbruster. Up the floor, knocked loose out of bounds by Alex Koval. Good hands there. So Adams will inbound on the sideline with 15.7 seconds to go here in the third. Adams looks into Brown. Brown working right with the basketball. Now gives it up there for Jacoby Banger. Off to Armbruster down the lane. Short. Couldn't get it. The floater to go. 3 on the clock. Titan ball. They won't get a shot off. I don't believe it. No. After 3, the Tigers have cut it down to a 3-point ball game. It's Titans 38 and the Tigers 35. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in Southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you have done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City for electrical problem solving.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. We have a fourth period to play here as the H-Dress Titans lead the Tigers 38-35. Tigers outscoring H-Dress 18-8 in that third quarter. It'll be Titan basketball to start the fourth quarter. They are without their point guard, Brogan Dunlap, who fouled out with 18 points. Cody Shawong, take us home.
A couple new players out there for HTRS after Dunlap fouled out. Alex Kozel. Kozel has it at the top of the key now, off to the left side to McLarnon. He'll dribble drive to the paint, puts a shot up, won't go down. Defensive rebound ripped out of there by Caden Dunkus into the front court on the left side. He goes behind the back, gets it out to Armbruster. Armbruster will dribble drive through the paint, has a look at the layup, up and good. Armbruster gets it, plus the foul. Armbruster gets an and one opportunity. He scores once again.
Foul will go against the Titans, and I wasn't looking. The foul will go on Kozel. Alex picks up his first foul of the quarter. And now Armbruster with 7 points, 3 out of 4 at the line.
Checking into the ball game for HTRS comes Brennan Vaughn checking back in.
And Brennan Vaughn has 4 fouls.
And so does Alex Jurek. Armbruster takes aim, fires, bounces around, won't go down. Defensive rebound by Colt McLarnon. Forward to the Titans. In the backcourt, looking to pass it ahead. Just stolen away. Dunkus with the steal. Off to Josh Brown. Cross court pass over to Adams. Finds Bangert in the left corner. Now Adams gets it back at that free throw line. Jump shot up, won't go down. Rebound is tipped around. They're going to say goes off of keeper Adams' foot. It'll go back to the Titans.
But Dunkus had a big second half, especially on the defensive end and rebounding.
Inbounding the ball, Hunter Bowling. Bowling off to Vaughn. Vaughn will dribble it up the sideline. A whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on Dunkus.
Well, he thought the Titans threw an elbow, which he may have, but Caden didn't get to the sideline, and as he was moving, the ball handler got there.
Bowling has it, triggers it in front of the bench. Right back to Bowling it goes. He'll dribble to the left corner. Now to paint up. And no good on the layup. Whistle and a foul, though, is going to be called. We'll send Hunter Bowling to the free throw line.
The foul on the Tigers is going to be on Josh Brown. His second foul of the quarter already on the Tigers.
Not even a minute play here in the fourth. At the free throw line, Hunter Bowling. He's 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points on the night. Up and good on the first opportunity. He's got 4 now.
Doubled the lead.
39-37, 2-point advantage for HTRS here. A tight one coming down the line. Bowling, second free throw up and good as well. 3-point advantage for HTRS, 40-37. The Tigers roared back there in that third quarter to tighten it back up. Here comes Paxton Armbruster now with the basketball. He'll dribble around, dribbles to the top, now goes to the right side with it, down to the corner. Top of the key goes to Kobe Banger. Banger, lob pass to Josh Brown, finds Dunkus, dribbling to the baseline, has it knocked away, stolen away by Kimion Detman. Detman dribbles it across the timeline, hands it off to Bowling, and Bowling's going to lose it out of bounds. Turnover to the Tigers.
Both teams at times trying to go just a little too fast.
I would say that definitely started to pick up here in the fourth quarter just a little bit as well. They started putting that full court pressure on, and they're handling it not so well. Josh Brown. Now he'll bring it across. He'll throw it to Banger. top of the key and find the arm. They find Armbruster in the right corner. Back out top, Dunkus. Here's a three-point look, right corner by Adams, up and good. Keeper Adams knocks down a three-pointer, and it's all tied at 40. 6-12 to play here in the fourth quarter. We got a good one here at Fall City High School.
First time tied since it was 9-9.
Top of the key with the basketball for HTRS is Brendan Vaughn. He'll dribble drive to the right elbow. Outside it goes Bowling. Bowling gets bumped. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. I believe Jacoby Banger, as Bowling was trying to make his move to the baseline there.
Jacoby picks up his second foul. Team foul number 3 already here in the fourth quarter for the Tigers.
It'll stay with HTRS. Right side of their own basket underneath. Cross court pass. Trying to get it into the hands of Darius Bowling. Ball's going to sail over his head and go out of bounds. Timeout on the court called by Coach Mike Sharp. We'll take a 30-second break. All tied at 40. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Life moves fast. Through service F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket. With 24-7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
40-40, HTRS and Falls City in our boys' game here tonight on KTNC. We've got 5:54 left here in this contest. Cody, I hate to tell you, but I've been drawing a lot of overtime games here in the last week or so. Possibility the way we're going here back and forth right now.
You know, we thought it might be that way at the end of the first quarter, and then we turned to halftime, and the Titans had a big advantage of 13, and the Tigers took a little heart to that, came back in the third quarter, and things have been tied ever since then.
The game has picked up since both teams are playing full-court defense here.
Paxton Armbruster has the ball for the Tigers. He'll bring it across the timeline left side. Throws it to Dunkus, has to go way up and catch that pass. He'll corral it, passes it back out to Adams, who finds Armbruster in the right corner. Three, got it! Paxton Armbruster nailed a three. He's got quite a few points here this evening. Got it for 10. Bowling.
First lead of the night for the Tigers.
43-40. Tigers in front here in the fourth quarter. 5:22 left to play. Dribble drive, left baseline. Shot up by Brennan Vaughn. No good. Down court pass to Armbruster. Up off the glass and good. Paxton Armbruster puts one up and down. 5-point advantage for the Tigers. 45-40. The Titans need to get back in this thing. Chipping away. McLaren with the basketball in the left corner. Finds Bowling underneath. Looks to dribble drive through traffic. Shot goes up off the glass and good. Hunter Bowling scores a basket. Now it's back to just a 3-point game.
They needed that. A 10-2 run for the Tigers to start the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Armbruster finds himself open again. Up and good on the floater. Paxton Armbruster having himself a game here.
He's got 9 points this quarter.
A quarter. A good quarter for Armbruster. Jump shot is blocked away by Josh Bowler. Offensive rebound up and good by Brennan Vaughn. Brennan Vaughn scores his first 2 points of the ball game on the offensive rebound. 47-44. Keeper Adams to the top of the key. Dunkus. Dunkus has it there. He'll hold it. Passes it inside to Josh Brown. Has it stolen away by Brennan Vaughn, trying to get it over there to the corner to Banger. Vaughn will bring it across the timeline. Cross court pass to Hunter Bowling. Bowling's had the hot hand from Titan. Back out top it goes. That's Detman with it. Dribble drive through the paint. Vaughn up and good. Brennan Vaughn scores again. He's got 4 points, and it's a 1-point advantage for the Tigers.
When in doubt, just dip your shoulder in the defender and knock him out of the way.
He's got 4 fouls, too. You'd hate to lose him as well. Adams with the basketball facing the HTRS defense. He'll dribble to the right short corner. Back out top it goes Banger. Cross court pass, Armbruster. Ooh, he had the hot hand. I'm surprised he didn't pull the trigger on an open look. Here's a 3-pointer from Adams on the other side. Up and good. He's got 2 this quarter, and it's a 4-point ball game, 50-46, Tigers in front.
I doubt the Tigers have been this hot all season.
I've watched them a couple times. I can assure you that they have not. 3-pointer, right corner for Bowling. Darius Bowling won't go down. Rebound by Keeper Adams. Adams across the timeline. Tigers having a great game here this evening. 4-point lead, 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. 50-46. Dunkus has it. He'll dribble drive. Cross court pass to Armbruster. Adams, he's had two this quarter. Can't get the third three-pointer to draw. Ball is safe from going out of bounds. Armbruster ends up with it. Up off the glass. Can't get it. There's Josh Brown fighting for the rebound once again. Ball is going to be cleared out of there by Kamian Detman. Detman is going to clear it off to Brennan Vaughn. Top of the key, crossover dribble through traffic, into the paint, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the shot. Brennan Vaughn will head to the free throw line for a couple free throws.
Foul on the Tigers is going to be called on Josh Brown, his third and the fourth foul of the quarter on Fall City.
4-1 on the team fouls. Vaughn at the free throw line, 4 points in this fourth quarter. Shot on the way up and rolls around and goes down. Back to a three-point game. Back into the ball game comes Alex Jurek for HTRS.
Either team has done a lot of subbing in this ball game. You look at the kids out there now, they're looking tired on both sides.
Yeah, most definitely. Shot on the way up, second free throw up and good for Vaughn. Whistle and a timeout's going to be called by HTRS. 50-48, the Tigers have a 2-point advantage. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Marble City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country modern superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marble City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farming City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Couple of scores to pass along to halftime over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3 in the boys' game. Freeman Falcons leading Johnson Brock 30-22. Johnson Brock has won now, I believe, 27 or 28 straight. Auburn boys also undefeated. They are up 16-12 after one quarter tonight.
Tigers with the basketball and the two-point advantage after the timeout. The HTRS Titans drop back into a 2-3 defense now. Paxton Armbruster has it on the left side. He goes to the top of the key to Jacoby Banger. Whistle and a reach-in. Foul's going to be called on Brennan Vaughn, and that'll be five on Vaughn.
Brennan fouls out with 6 points all here in the fourth quarter. 2:24 left.
Kamian Detman will check back in for HTRS. Detman, a 5'7 freshman. 50-48. Jacoby Bangert with the basketball. Cross-court pass to Paxton Armbruster. Freshman to freshman there on the exchange. Now they get Josh Brown trying to get it underneath. Jacoby Bangert has it stolen away, ripped out of his hands by Darius Bowling. Hunter Bowling will bring it across the timeline, trailing by two as we hit the two-minute mark in this fourth quarter. Cross-court pass it goes. This is a three-pointer by McLaren that won't fall. Defensive rebound is chased down by Caden Dunkus. Dunkus will have it. Behind the back across the timeline he goes. Dribbles to the left side. Now he'll bring it to the top of the key. Facing a lot of pressure from Detman. They'll find Bangert in the right corner. Looking to get it back out to Dunkus. Now it goes to Adams at the top of the key. Dunkus through traffic. Has a lot of HTRS defenders there. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Adams is driving to the basket.
Foul on Darius Bowling, his second. Team foul number three. Timeout by the Tigers. Cody, here's a score, a final, the way I read it. Weeping Water Girls beat Sacred Heart tonight, 41-39.
Ooh,
Weeping Water.
Another tough one tonight.
Yep. Okay, timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KDNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Fall City High School, the band is playing, the fans are on their feet. 50-48 our score, a minute 31 to play here in the fourth quarter. Timeout was taken by the Tigers.
Fun ball game.
Two fun ball games.
Yeah.
The girls game was a lot of fun as well.
We started off the girls JV game. The Tigers came back in redemption and won at the last minute or so of the ball game.
I think we got two timeouts left for Humboldt.
One
timeout for the Tigers. Inbound pass is Armbruster. He'll throw it into Dunkus in the right corner. Dunkus, cross court pass, top of the key, Josh Brown. Brown to the right side to Bangert. Bangert finds Adams for three. Ball is going to be tipped around. It's going to go off of HTRS. Stays with the Tigers. 50-48. Still the score. Minute 18 to play.
Break.
Tiger
break.
Basketball.
Break for the Tigers. The ball got tipped and it went off of a Tiger and then off of a Titan.
Dunkus will inbound it into the backcourt. He'll bring it across the timeline. Off to the right side it goes to Adams. Adams back to Dunkus. Dunkus to Banger. Pass goes inside to Adams. Inside pass underneath the basket to Brown. Back outside Banger. Trapped there. Now a long, that's a dangerous pass across there. Very dangerous pass, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers on the pass.
Armbruster is going to get called for the push over there. He did. On Paxton, his first foul, and that should be free throws.
That should be free throws. Two free throws, that's five team fouls now.
50-48, 59.3 seconds to go in the fourth.
So instead of a one-and-one like we used to have, two-shot foul here. Hunter Bowling will head to the line. He's 3-for-4 on the evening. Trailed by two with 59.3 left to play. Tight one coming down here. Bowling's free throw up and good. Now a one-point game. He can tie it with this one. He's got 8 points now on the evening. Second free throw. On the way, up off back iron, whistle and a lane violation is going to be called. The Tigers will have it. He missed the free throw. It will be Tiger basketball with a one-point lead, 50-49.
Free throw and tip doesn't count.
Inbound pass comes in to Adams. Adams finds Dunkus. Dunkus on the left side with it. Picks up his dribble. Back out top it goes, Kiefer Adams. Adams facing a lot of pressure defense by Darius Bowling. Now they lob it inside the free throw line. Caden Dunkus, cross court pass goes Adams. Now to Armbruster in the left corner. Back out top, Josh Brown. 37 seconds left to play. Banger with it. Cross court pass it goes Dunkus. Dunkus holds it. Now they play catch with it, kind of playing keep away. Armbruster will try a three from the right corner. Work it out. Offensive rebound by Dunkus. Up, no good on the putback, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Caden Dunkus to the free throw line.
Darius Bowen with the push foul trying to get that rebound, but they probably should have fouled before that. They let a lot of time run off that clock. Tigers took possession with 59 seconds to go, and now there's 26 seconds left.
Caden Dunkus has shot a lot of free throws here in the second half. First one on the way up and won't fall for the senior. Checking in the ball game for HGRS for the first time tonight. We don't have that number 30.
Oh, that's going to be Caleb McConnell. That was one of the numbers he had an option of.
Okay.
Caleb McConnell.
For HTRS.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is Caleb. I wrote him on the wrong side.
Oh, okay. Dunkus puts that one in. He gets the second one to go. It's back to a two-point game with 21 seconds. 51-49. Bowling cross court pass to the left side to Darius Bowling. Back over to Hunter. Hunter will dribble drive. Finds underneath, back outside goes Detman. He'll fire three, up won't fall. Dunkus with the rebound, a whistle and a foul, as we'll send Caden Dunkus to the line for two shots, as the Tigers have a two-point advantage.
Let me correct myself, Cody. Emmett Glauther is number 30, the sophomore for the Titans, a 5'10 sophomore, and he's the young man that got wild hot in the JV game on three-pointers.
We'll send Dunkus to the line. There's 8.4 seconds left to go here. Both teams now in the bonus. Dunkus takes aim. He'll fire the free throw up and good. Three-point game now. You think this second free throw here may just kind of, it won't do it, but it will get a little closer. Dunkus takes aim. He'll fire it up and good. Rattles that one home. Down court we go. Bowling, 5 seconds. Cross court pass to Darius Bowling for three. Won't go down. Ball's going to be tipped around, and that's the ball game. Well, final score, 53-49. The Tigers come out on top, 53-49, after they had trailed by 15 points at one time in that third quarter. Came roaring back there in the third quarter and end up ultimately pulling away and get a four-point win over the HTRS Titans. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and look at the final game stats. You've been enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.
Hellman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has really good cars and trucks, like the F-150 and some more. If you need a used vehicle, Hellman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Hellman's has them. See Bernard Dennis Hellman and Hellman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Hellman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Hellman's Ford entire inventory online at HellmansFord.com.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Buell, Zach Templemore, Grant Flaskiver, and Physician's Assistants Elizabeth Barber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today. Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTMC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Magner Henderson Fieldhouse, the game is wrapped up, and our stats summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Fall City and Auburn. See Jay Gertosh, Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. Tigers outscored HTRS in the fourth quarter 18-11, and they outscored them in the third quarter 18-8. After trailing by 13 at halftime. Tigers leading scorer tonight, Kiefer Adams with 18 points. Caden Dunkus had 15, 14 for Pax and Armbruster, 3 each for Josh Brown and Gannon Ogden. Tigers hit 10 out of 17 at the free throw line in tonight's game. Tigers now 4-16 on the year. For the Titans, they are led by Brogan Dunlap. Point guard had 18 points before he fouled out in the third quarter. After that is Hunter Bowling, 8. Brennan Vaughn with 6. 7 for Darius Bowling. 7 for Colt McCartan. And 3 for Alex Jurek. Titans went 9 out of 13 at the free throw line. But could I tell you what, when Brogan Dunlap fouled out in that third quarter, it really hurt the efforts by HTRS because they lose their lead ball handler.
Yep, most definitely. And he was having a whale of a night, too, 14 in the first half. Just picked up a couple fouls there and had to watch the rest from the bench.
Yep, that made a big difference. In the girls' game tonight, Fall City picked up the win, 43-35, to pick up their eighth win of the year. HTRS now 11-9. 15 for Ashley Kirkendall and 11 for Ava Armbruster tonight. The Titans led by Elsie Bestandig with 14 points and 10 for Laramie Glothar. So that was pretty much the story on the two ball games here tonight at Fall City High School. No basketball on a Friday night tomorrow night, kind of rare, but that's the way the schedules are working. We're playing a lot of Thursdays anymore for some reason, so no games tomorrow night. Tuesday night, basketball. I know here on KTNC we'll be up at Sacred Heart bringing you basketball from the Class D2 sub-district. And Sunny 101.3 will be either in Platteview or Johnson. We just don't know where. We'll find out what happens Monday night. Depends on where we will be with that Tuesday night action. Of course, wrestling districts this weekend, starting tomorrow for some of the teams and Saturday for most of them. Cody, your thoughts on tonight's action?
Oh, two action-packed games. I know both boys' teams were struggling this season, so it was kind of good for both teams to come in and have an action-packed game, a close ball game all evening, and then the girls, nice to send the seniors off with a win on your home court.
Absolutely. A terrific, terrific night of basketball here. McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Cody, a pleasure. Thanks for taking time to get down here and help us out tonight. Appreciate that. Good job as always. And hopefully maybe we'll see you again next week or sometime here as we get kind of a helter-skelter schedule coming up here with all the postseason. We'll
sounds
find
good
out
to me.
Where and when all this time. So that's going to wrap it up for McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. For Cody Shawong and our studio engineer Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody.